This morning I wanted to visit a subject that's really not very popular. And a lot of times we don't speak on this subject because it's something that this day and time that we don't hear a lot about. But I think as a congregation, we need to be reminded of the things that's important. We need to be reminded of what's our purpose. And going forward as Christians, we need to be reminded that we need to be obeying God's commandments in order for us to be good examples for others. I had two questions this morning for us to answer, and I wanted to look at those questions. The first question is, do I have to be here? A question that's asked a lot, you know, by a lot of Christians today in our society. I'm sure it's not anything new under the sun, but we do see periodically now that folks do ask the question, do I have to be here in order to be saved, to go to heaven? And the second part we want to look at is, what are we saying by not being here and forsaking the assembly to our other Christians, to the world, various other folks that may be watching our actions? So let's visit with these two questions this morning. And let me say this, that we always need to be reminded of things that we need to do and correction there as well. And it's never an intent to point out anybody's faults. We're all at fault. We all sin. We're all falling short. So let's be sure and just let this be a reminder of us as we go forward, you know, how we need to conduct ourselves. You know, there's so many today in our world that we live in, they don't think much about missing the services. They don't think much about missing the evening services or Wednesday night Bible class, or even now for us on Sunday night Bible class. And a lot of questions are being asked now, and probably in the past as well. Do the scriptures even explicitly say that we must attend Sunday evening and Wednesday evening assemblies? I think we know the answer to that. The answer is not a scripture that specifically states that we have to attend Sunday night or Wednesday night for that matter. But this morning I wanted to look at several reasons that the Bible gives us that actually commands us to assemble at every designated service that we can, if it's possible. We see in Hebrews 10 and verse 23, so we may hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Also in Hebrews 10:24, we read, to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. We see in 1 John 4, verse 11, we are to love one another, and we're encouraged to do so unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith in Galatians 6:10. Also, we're to exhort one another, Hebrews 10:25. And to faithfulness, Revelations 2, verse 10. Number 4, our Lord is present in all of our assemblies. We read in Matthew 18, verse 20, the Lord says that we are to love Him with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind. Luke chapter 10, verses 27. If we absent ourselves from our assemblies, where God is always present, do we truly love the Lord? Are we putting His kingdom first in our lives? Matthew 6:33. We know the Lord does not accept second place. We see examples of that in Exodus 20, verse 3, Jeremiah 35, verse 15, also in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, and 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. We're instructed to also set good examples before others. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3, we read. Philippians also chapter 3, verse 17. Christ intends that every one of His disciples uphold the truth. Matthew 5, verse 16, Romans 12, 1 and 2. And also 1 Corinthians 4, 15 and 16. As we faithfully assemble with the saints, God's truth is upheld and we provide an example before others. So the question this morning is, why attend every church service? The faithful and fruitful child of God attends. We wanted to give these examples of that. We want to attend every church service if possible. Number one, to fulfill the commandments of God. Number two, to grow and develop spiritually. Number three, to help the church function properly. It takes members to be here. It takes members to conduct our worship services as we go forward. So this is a very important part of that. We also want to provide a good example and influence to others and not be a stumbling block to others by not being present. We also want to be ready, watching and waiting. I always go back to the story when I was a young person. We had a video that used to be played some that would depict a person that was not in assembly on a Sunday evening. His family was. Well, the Lord came back that day and he was looking to see what happened, you know. And that kind of made an impact on me. So if we're out at the assembly and we're somewhere else and the Lord came back, it might be a uh-oh moment, you know. So we need to think about that as well. We sure do not want that to be a hindrance to our attendance. And lastly, we want to have a clear conscience. You know, our conscience is very powerful. We don't want to be thinking about, you know, I know there's a little man in your back of your head that may say, you know what, this may not be the right thing to do. So we want to have a clear conscience of what we do in our daily actions as a Christian. Regarding church attendance, the questions why any faithful child of God would ever ask such a question, do I need to attend? Or do I need to be here? In the first place, it's pretty compelling reason that prohibits attendance. We're also, as we see that, where would we want to be other than here as Christians? Is there any other place that we want to be besides here? We see in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, Romans 12, verses 9 through 10, and Romans 15, 30 through 32. These are examples of scriptures that we read that we would, you know, the importance of us being in a congregation and being a present at all of our services. We also have the obligation to submit ourselves to the elders. We have elders at the congregations throughout the churches, the congregation of the churches, and we have that obligation to submit ourselves to the elders in such manners as in attendance as well. And we read this in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 17. And it says, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as though who must be given account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. And we know by the scriptures that the elders are charged with the oversight of the local congregations. They have been given the responsibility to feed the flock and look after the souls of the congregation. And the feeding of the flock actually is provided through the necessary teaching that we go through with our Bible classes, our Bible study, through our worship service here every Sunday morning. And it's the elders' role to be sure and bring up the flock to spiritual maturity. And without being in attendance, then that's kind of difficult to do. We read this in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Thus, when the elders set a day and time for the church to assemble, the church should assemble in order to be spiritually fed. Also, we wanted to look at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 through 25. It reads as follows. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and for good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Willful absence from any assembly of the congregation of which we are a member serves to discourage those who do attend. That is why the Hebrew writer said, as let us consider one another, to in order to stir up love and good works. So this morning, let's ask ourselves, how did my personal and willfulness absences to the services and to our assembly here, how does it portray and have being not able to attend, how am I thinking about myself only and not others? Having said that, how does our staying home help us get to heaven? Which should be our primary goal. As Christians here, that is our primary goal. In what way does our staying home, when we honestly and truly could have been at worship service, serve to stimulate our brothers and sisters in Christ to love and good works? Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8, I wanted to read that, exhorts us to do the following. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant. And coming in the likeness of men and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. You know, after reading these scriptures and studying the above passage that we just read, if we take that in context, the writer couldn't imagine any child of God asking the question, do we really have to be here? The second part of this lesson this morning is, what are we saying by forsaking the assembly? We often fail to realize how we can say or imply things indirectly by what we do or fail to do. Forsake the assembly of the saints is one example of when we can do this, and it's a good example that our actions can have a huge impact on those around us. The New Testament commands us to assemble together to worship God, and we'll reference some of these scriptures that we've already read. Acts 2:42. Chapter 20, verse 7, 1 Corinthians 14, 23. And these scriptures clearly tell us not to forsake those times that were set aside. And when we do, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, we see a reference of that. The writer of Hebrews writes, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as it is a manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25. God really and truly wants to see his followers, all of the Christians, assembled together to worship him and be there to help one another grow. Always wanting to grow in the grace and knowledge of his son, Jesus Christ. There's obviously times that we cannot attend. And we're not trying to say that we have to be here at all costs. You know, there is times where we have illnesses, we have family emergencies, we do have jobs that require us to be absent from time to time. But I think the Hebrew writer is not speaking on these occasions. I think he is speaking about intentionally forsaking the assembly. And examples of that might be that may not be what you intend to do that day. When somebody forsakes the assembly, he just simply decides not to come when there's not a good reason to miss or prevent him to do so. Those who forsake the assembly are those who find it merely inconvenient or may have something else that they'd rather be doing. It could be a lot of things. And I won't go into that directly, but when a brethren choose to do so, they are not obeying a direct command from God, and we read about that. But they are also implying several other things and immediately realizing that they're saying to the other Christians, when you choose to forsake the assembly of the church, you're saying that it's not that important to you. We'll look at some examples of that. When we forsake the assembly, we're saying that God is not the most important thing in our life. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Going back to Solomon, he wrote that the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 reads, when we forsake the assembly because we are a little tired, our child has practice, so we look and see where we got some examples of that listed. You know, we may be tired, we may have other things going. There might be a television show that we might want to watch, you know, that we have it only scheduled for that period of time. So These would be examples of things that we need to be as Christians be mindful of. Would we skip work on a regular basis for the same reasons? It's a good question to ask. Would our employees be that much understanding for our behaviors if we miss work on a periodic basis for the same amount of time? When we fail to assembly with the saints on Sundays or Wednesdays for any reason like this, we're saying to God all around us that their number one priority in life is, it may not be a church. It may not be something that we need to revisit and be sure and let us make sure that we're doing what we need to be doing. Number two, when we forsake the assembly, we're saying to our brothers and sisters in Christ that we don't really love them like the Bible says we should, be supportive for each other. Strengths in numbers in a lot of times, you know. One of the purposes of coming together as Christians is to edify, to encourage, and support one another. That's our primary goal. We're trying to get to the same place. We cannot give the support or receive it if we're not here. Going back to the Hebrew writer again, it states that we should come together to consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. He also said we should exhort one another daily. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, Hebrews chapter 3, verses 13. Forsaking not only hurts the Christian who is forsaking the assembly, but it also those who miss the presence of not ones not being here. Remember, we show our love for God by showing our love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's, we read that in 1 John chapter 4. Verses 7 through 11. Number three, I think this is important as well, and they're all important issues, but when we forsake the assembly, what are we saying to our children and our grandchildren? You know, parents have the spiritual responsibility to train up a child in the way she'll go. We're given that responsibility, and that's a large task. Proverbs 22:6 reads, so that when he matures, he'll not depart from it. If we train up our children to believe that missing the worship assembly is not a big deal, then when is it a big deal to them as they get older? Will that stick with them? That's exactly what our children will believe if they don't see it in our own good works. So if we miss, then it's just to be a pattern, and our conscience could be seared, and that's not a good thing. When the conscience gets seared, we start to see that little man in the back of our head may not be saying, you know, you ought to be somewhere, you know. When we actually forsake the assembly, we need to be sure and remember we train up our children to believe what we believe. So how can we show our children our importance? We need to be sure and prioritize our lives, and we need to prioritize giving the priority to what's important. You know, we have different things that kind of tie up our time from time to time, but we have to make a conscientious decision to do what's right. Us as fathers and grandfathers, we've been charged by God to bring up our children in this way. Ephesians 6:4, we're reminded to bring them up in admonition of the Lord. And our children deserve what we can teach them. They deserve seeing us grow up in godly ways and being present when we're here. So this morning I wanted us to be sure and reflect on these things. It's not to be able to be in a negative tone. It's a reminder of myself as well. What are the reasons that we attend? And we've listed several. And wanted you to be reminded of those. You know, we are commanded to be here at the assembly. We have a lot of times we'll see folks that kind of crawfish, and there'll be some questions asked. But you know, what is our ultimate goal? Christians need to be together. You know, if you don't want to be, oh, I heard the conversation one time, you know, if you don't want to be at church, then why would you want to be in heaven with other Christians? So, and why are we here, for that matter? So this morning I wanted to visit this, and it's not a long sermon by no means, but I wanted to be sure and let you know that it's in love, and we love all of our members of this congregation, and we wanted to Every now and then we need to be reminded of some of the things that's not as easy on the ears. It may be a little more difficult for us to think about going forward. So this morning I wanted to be sure and remind everyone that we need to prayerfully consider the above reasons that we stated today. And try to attend all our services. It edifies and builds us up when we're here and we enjoy each other. The world has come to see us as Christians, we hope. And they need to see Christ living in us. You know, we see this in Galatians chapter 2, verses 20. Also in Romans 6, verses 6. We want to always obey the God and in the commandments that we've been put forward. Romans 1, chapter 1, verse 5. And also Romans 16. Verses 26. So I'm going to leave you with that this morning. And for us going forward, we need to be reminded of the things that we've talked about this morning. And always, when we come together, our primary goal is to offer the invitation. You know, we may have someone here that may not be a member of the Church of Christ. He may not be obedient to the word and may need to come forward. We offer that invitation for anybody that may need to be baptized and added to the church. And also it gives us an opportunity for anybody that may have problems in their lives. You know, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. We also want to remind everyone that we're here. As a congregation of people, we need to rely and lean on each other. There may be times where we need to speak out, and maybe not in a public way. You know, there's opportunities for us if you'd like to visit with the one of the elders or one of the men of the congregation, and maybe you don't feel comfortable coming forward this morning to an open setting where there's a lot of folks involved, but that's not to say that you're limited. Always speak up if there is anything in our lives that would be able to talk about and help you as we go forward in our daily journey to be more like Christ and to be seeking that ultimate goal and go to heaven and be with Him one day. So with that being said, this morning, if you have the need of any type, be sure and come as we stand and sing.